You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, cutting Eureka Arcata and the Arcata Community Forest, and streaming on the web on over at khum.com. I'm here with Scott McCreary, who is a communications major over at HSU, and also Mike Dronkers. Mike, what's your title?
I'm a digital communications coordinator.
Okay, that's fancy.
I coordinate digital communication.
Well, that sounds like a handful. But Scott, Outdoor Nation, HSU ended up getting the major title across, like, a beat out 90-plus colleges last year to be the most outdoorsiest.
Correct, yeah. In 2016, we were the most outdoorsy campus. We were winning by a landslide, and we were able to beat all the other campuses that were competing, and it was amazing for the community and the students because we were able to get a gear closet that was backpacks and sleeping bags, tents, all accessible for students and community, along with some grants.
And so I assume a lot of students have used that so far this year.
It's been incredible seeing everyone come in. If you go into center activities on a Friday, you are going to be in a long line because all of this gear is getting checked out for free with a little cleaning fee. And it's just incredible seeing how much people want to get outdoors still.
Oh, cool. And right now, talk about outdoorsy. I said that I meet you at HSU, and we're here just walking right now into the forest.
Well, I feel bad because I used to do radio, and I know that this is not, like, an acoustically perfect. Like, there is a student over there. I don't know if that got onto the microphone, but he just yelled from across the residence halls, "We love you, Bonnaroo," which we are not at. Did you hear it? Did it get in the mic?
I did not hear it in my headphones.
But we're walking down a path, and one of the cool things about the first of all, this awesome area, let's keep walking so I can get huffy and out of breath, is that, like, what's happening right now, we're surrounded by trees. We're on a little path that's going to go down to Jolly Giant Creek. And what happens when you get yourself out of your desk and you go out into the outdoors, like, there's all kinds of physiological benefits that there, it's an emerging field. But in terms of self-care, it's like the best money you can spend because most of the time you don't, like, have to spend that much money to do it at all. You just take a walk outside. Japanese doctors will prescribe what's called Shinrin Yoku, which is basically what we're doing right now. You sort of walk through a forest with intention.
I know, you told me about that. That's crazy.
You should Google it. Google Shinrin Yoku. Everybody Google it right now. Bailey will be here when you get back, or just open a new tab and check it out later. But yeah, your blood pressure goes down, your stress hormones, the things that make you tense, like, those are reduced. The sort of pleasure chemicals that your body likes to spit out when you're taking serious drugs, like, those kind of trickle in there too. So you've got all these really helpful things that make going outdoors worth your time. And let's be honest, like, look where we live, right? When in Rome, if you're not maximizing your time outdoors and you live here in Humboldt County, what are you doing here? Why, like, go live, like, Detroit has much cheaper rent than here. Like, go there where you don't have nature.
But and think, now you have a good excuse to go outdoors and also possibly win some stuff too.
Yeah, it's great. So just doing this right now, walking around behind campus or even walking around the community, it gets you points and it enters you into a competition to where you can get free gear from the community and also from a few of our sponsors.
And you don't need to be an HSU student to participate.
Correct. You don't need to be a student. You can be an alumni who's already been a student, or you can just be a community member who wants to help HSU become the most outdoorsy campus once again.
Hey, guys. As you could tell, we're definitely walking out here.
Everybody likes
being
outside, is what I'm saying. So here, you should describe the scene because it's very nice. It's so pretty here.
Well, yeah, it's some tall trees, a beautiful river beside us. It's clean. Just jump in the river.
Just jump in there. Let's not actually do a sensitive habitat.
I could get a little bit of the water sound, for instance.
You should, or you could add that in post.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But since we're out here, you don't need to do that.
Mm-mm. Because it's right there behind us.
So Scotty can talk about this a little bit more, but, like, this is not just an HSU thing.
No, it's not just an HSU thing. This is all the community that we're trying to get up and going and have the benefits of being outdoors and in nature like we are right now, amongst the trees, amongst the river, hearing the just natural sounds that come out and enjoying what it is to be outdoors.
And you just basically take a picture of yourself outdoors and then post it onto this app, and then you're entered in to win things like from REI and all that.
Correct. So what you would do is we would go ahead and download the Outdoor Nation app, create a profile. We would then take a photo, and we have to have ourselves, so we can have a body part, we can take a selfie, or if we're with friends, we can take a picture of our friends doing the activity. We then log the activity. Right now, we are walking, so that would be 5 points, and we would have a little caption, write a little comment, and post it, and we would automatically be entered to win the prizes for that week and other prizes through the community that they've donated.
And they have a variety of different activities on there. Like, if I wanted to go out and slackline in nature, would I be able to post that?
Yes, you would. You would be able to. And slacklining is 5 points. And as I said before, walking is 5. If you were to start running down this trail right now, and you did that for 30 minutes.
Let's run back that way. Let's run. You want
to
run?
In the middle of the interview?
Yeah.
Have everybody
when
here.
When else do you
pop,
get to run
pop.
Through a forest in an interview? On your marks. Get set.
Okay, let's go.
All right,
run.
Go.
How many points is this, by the way?
Well, if we run for 30 minutes, we will get 10 points.
And has this started already, this contest?
This contest has not started. We are currently in the pre-registration time slot. As of right now, if you just download...
And that's just with downloading the app?
Just the downloading, no updates. All you do is create a profile and you're entered.
That's enough running, guys. It's too much.
So you're not going for... I know it cut off somewhere. in the running.
Well, good thing. I'm out of breath. I can take a break. 30 minutes.
Yeah, we can definitely all take a break at this point.
Put like a beep in there, like, okay, we got winded. We're restarting. Let's go down here.
All right, that sounds good.
Don't get in the creek, though, because there's like an invasive sea snail.
Oh. Yeah, you got to watch out for those.
You should ask, is chilling by a creek allowable?
Is chilling by a creek allowable?
Let's see. Chilling by a creek is not a valuable. Let's see. If we were to chill by a creek, we could log it as a water activity, which would get us 10 points. We'd have to take a picture of ourselves here. So if Mike would go over there with his phone.
I'll do it.
And just go ahead and snap a shot of us in this interview here.
How about interviewing?
We would go ahead and log it, and we could post it. But the competition starts on the 18th, so anything prior to the 18th doesn't count yet. So if you were to come back to school on Monday, and we were to go through this walk again and sit by the creek and take a picture, we could go ahead and log our points.
Okay, and the contest, it runs all the way through November, December?
October 15th. They shortened it. It's 4 weeks this semester.
Why did they shorten it?
Well, because there's four main sponsors this time around. We have REI for week one. We have North Face for week two, NO Hammock week three, and the last week is Hydro Flask.
Okay, sweet.
Well, so here's what I want to know is, Bailey Brown, what are you going to do for the Outdoor Nation Campus Challenge? And you will rep Humboldt State. You're not going to rep some East Coast school. You're repping here, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Where'd you go?
I went to York College, Pennsylvania. I don't even think they're on there.
I never heard of it. I don't even think it's real. What are you going to do?
Probably some yoga outside.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite activities to do. I'm like a yoga addict. And then, I don't know. I've always meant to get into slacklining, so that would be a good excuse to do that.
Yeah, it is a good excuse to do that. I've never wanted to get into slacklining. I'm not going to start now.
Have you seen that Instagram account of the Humboldt slackliner?
Yes. You've seen that, Scott, right?
I've seen it. They are incredible. I met a few of their people that had great people all around.
I want to hook up with them, yeah.
Go, let's just tell everybody right now, first of all, download the Outdoor Nation app and sign up as Team Humboldt. But after you're done with that, go follow Humboldt Slackers on Instagram because they are bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
So once again, go on out, download the Outdoor Nation app and compete for HSU and make them number one yet again for the second year in a row. And the contest starts on Monday. So, download it by then. And if you download the app early... As we were saying earlier, before everybody got cut off because of the equipment couldn't stand the run, you're eligible to win gift cards from REI just by downloading the app before the contest begins on Monday. So Outdoor Nation,
do it. You can go to hsuoutdoors.humboldt.edu for more information. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we're going to get back into the tunes in just a little bit. You're listening to K-Hum.